Hey, it's Mike Ferrossi. I'm a content creator, and I'm here to tell you about how you can win in video without going viral. Yes, without going viral. See, all the metrics and all the press and the YouTube view counts and the Instagram influencers and TikTokers galore have tainted us. My business people, this is more of a business-to-business video. If you want to use video to grow your brand, to grow your business, to expand into other markets, or just grow your client base locally, this is for you, okay? We have been misled. We've been tainted. It doesn't take millions of views in a viral video to have success. It just doesn't. And I'm going to show you an example of what I'm talking about. And we're going to talk to you about an example. So I recently started doing some brand advocacy work for, shout out to Path and Post Real Estate out of Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Brad and Becky. How you guys doing? I recently started doing some brand advocacy for them with the goal of brand building. This is important. I need to make this very clear. Brand building may get you leads, but it is not lead generation. It's much more important than that. Let me repeat.
Brand building is not lead generation.
But it could be. So building brand is a way to get your message out there, a way to get your brand out there to an audience, to a client base, to people that you'd like to transact with or recruit or build relationships with, or anybody in tangential markets who is able to point referrals to you. Building brand is the ultimate. It is the end goal. It's the long game, and it should be for every single business out there, because a properly built brand completely eliminates the need for a sale. Not for sales in general, and it doesn't eliminate the need for getting sales. But there's a difference between a sale and a transaction. The sale is what you need to do in order to close someone's transaction. And that's the case whether you're selling a product or a service. Building a brand leads to transactions without necessitating a sale. Because you've built a community, you've built an audience, your brand is strong, there's a bunch of people that follow your content, they trust you. And when it comes time for their transaction, to them, there's no other choice. They already trust you. They have a relationship with you through your content, whether you know it or not, and you're able to facilitate their transaction for whatever product or service it is that you offer without having to sell them on using you. They already know that they're going to use you because the relationship and the trust is there. That is the power of a properly built brand. So that's what we're doing with Path and Post Real Estate. I'm acting as a spokesperson for them. I get to create a couple videos a month for their YouTube feed so they can go promote it however they want to. Maybe we'll dabble in some shorts and stuff also. It's going to be fun. But their YouTube channel, even though it's been around for 8 or 9 years now, has 82 subscribers plus me, right? So how do you get some type of traction with a YouTube channel, an online presence like that, that's so small? Well, it's pretty simple. You create valuable, timely content that people want to see, and you deliver it genuinely and talk to people like they're humans. It's not that difficult. But there's a key here. So the first video I did for their channel is a January 2023 market outlook for their Atlanta metro area that they serve. And this is the kind of information that the vast majority of prospective home buyers and home sellers are looking for as we start a new year. What are home values going to do this year? So this was timely content. It was valuable. It did not look like a commercial, and it was not laden with calls to action and subscribe here and smash the like button and go fill this out and give us all your information and let us do your transaction. No, we're just providing value and letting it find an audience. And I want to let you know how this works, because it's just, we kind of struck gold with our first our first post here. So this YouTube channel, like I said, 83 subscribers. We're not working with a whole lot when it comes to a foundation of a following, so to speak. And their top performing video, I don't want to say top performing video, their most viewed video was quite a few years old, and it had about 2,100 views. So not bad. We're cracking the thousands barrier, right? There's 2,100 views on that video. But in the last 12 months, they had posted 18 videos to the channel. Most of them are about the local community, which is great, but we're looking at an average of roughly 30 views per video. So they're not making a whole lot of headway on YouTube, which is fine. So how is it that this real estate market outlook video that we posted, first video in January, it was posted 2 weeks ago and it has over 6,300 views and counting right now. How in the world is that possible? Well, it's because they didn't take it for granted. They didn't just say, oh, thanks, video boy. Much appreciated. We're just going to let this sit on our YouTube and do its work. Well, there's not a whole lot of people who don't do a lot of video who realize that video is not magic. Sorry, got to repeat again.
Video is not magic.
They actually emailed it out and promoted it to their database. These are things that you have to do. It was promoted on social media feeds. These are things that you have to do. If you have a concept, if you have a message, if you have a video that you believe in, don't just post it and see what happens. Promote it. So, an 83 subscriber channel posts the first video of the year, and out of nowhere, we're looking at over 6,300 views. That's 6,300 people who were exposed to the brand. That's 6,300 people who got a good, solid market update with fantastic information for their locale. That's 6,300 possibly potential customers, possibly window shoppers. Maybe it's just people who are in the industry and looking for more information. Regardless, that's 6,300 people who know that good information is coming from this brand, and they can come back to that brand for more information in the future. Do you think that's not going to generate leads in the long term? Do you think that that's not going to generate transactions in the long term? And not just that, it's the best type of transactions. It's the transactions where you don't have to sell so much. All you have to do is serve. And I don't know, just speaking for the mortgage and real estate industry, we are in the service industry. That's what we're here for, to serve. 6,300 views is nowhere near going viral. And that's okay. Because if I told you that right now, your business, your task, this month, this week, this day, take as long as you want. You have a great message, and I need you to deliver that message to 6,300 people. What would that take? What would it take from you right now to deliver a message to 6,300 people? I guarantee you that the most streamlined way, with the least time and money spend, the smallest investment, the most effective thing you can do is start making videos around that message and posting them everywhere you post anything. So let's start redefining success a little bit. Let's start having a little different view on what a successful piece of content is, whether it's written, photographic, video-based, doesn't matter. Let's all quit trying to go viral and let's set ourselves a goal to define success for each single piece that we create. Because on a market outlook, that piece is going to be successful if it reaches an audience who's looking for a market outlook in that location. If it outperforms your averages, that means that it's increasing your audience and it's reaching a new base. If you're doing what you need to do to properly promote it and push it as far as it can go instead of just kind of let it die on the vine, then that's fantastic. That's exactly what you should be doing. If you are letting it die on the vine, shame on you. Have conviction in your message and belief in yourself a little bit. Seriously, we got to hit that red button and start making more video content because there is a huge demand for it. There's more of a demand for video content right now in early 2023 than can ever be consumed. The supply and demand equation will always be lopsided on the side of short supply and high demand. That is until AI catches up and it can deep fake all of us based on two selfies saved in our camera roll. But that's a different conversation for a different episode. Right now, I want to let you know that this video with 6,300 views is wildly successful because I know that we don't have to go viral. Does your company have to go viral? No, absolutely not. And let's face it, for the vast majority of companies out there, because I'm going to assume that no one who works for Ford or Coca-Cola or Apple is watching this video. If you're watching this right now, if your video did go viral, you're probably not prepared to handle the influx of business. It might cripple you, and you don't want that issue either. It's the same reason that mom and pop shop down the road doesn't use their life savings to buy a Super Bowl commercial, because the amount of exposure and the response that you would get on that Super Bowl commercial would absolutely cripple you. There's no way that you'd be able to keep up with demand. So please, success is not going viral. Success is not reaching millions upon millions. Success is effectively building a brand in a space that you operate in with a clear target market for every piece of content that you create. If you need a little bit of help with content creation, head over to hittheredbutton.com, especially to those of you who already agree that video is the way to go, but you don't want to shoot, you don't want to edit, you don't want to post, you don't want to hire a huge agency because they're going to send camera crews and stuff into your office, whether that's at home or offsite. I have a solution for you. I think I got it figured out for the vast majority of entry-level content creators. I want to get you posting. I want to get you making video. I want to establish you as a thought leader in your industry and just help you grow an audience, a following, help you expand your market. But that's it. I'm beating this over the head and I shouldn't be. Everybody's tuned out.